Is this frequency in use? This is Kilo India 5, Delta Oscar Golf, and this is 73 in the RGV. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for stopping by. Alrighty, so you already saw the title of this episode, so I got to ask, and I got to share with you. One of the most valuable skills in amateur radio is not programming a radio, not building an antenna, or passing an exam. They all help. But it is knowing how to communicate with respect, professionalism, and courtesy. And today we're talking about amateur radio etiquette, the written rules, the unwritten rules, and how good operating practices help build stronger radio communities. And folks, that's what this is all about, especially you new amateur radios, you new hams. You're part of the community. Let's welcome you in with open arms. So how do we welcome somebody with open arms? We welcome everyone with open arms. And how do we do that? Well, we begin with radio etiquette. Radio etiquette. There's long-term hams that have been clicking that, flipping that, keying that since the last century. And that's fine. But there are brand new ones that don't. And of course, like everything, and everything we do, we develop good habits, we develop bad habits, and sometimes those bad habits carry over. And then we're teaching the new ones the bad habits. I'm guilty. I'm guilty of that. I've done that in the past, and I'm going to admit it. No one's perfect. And those that think that are perfect, well, sorry to burst your bubble. If I can say I'm not perfect, then let's just go from that. Alrighty, so let's get back on track. Radio etiquette's key. It's key. And the etiquette, the radio etiquette of the do's, the don'ts, the unwritten rules, the rules. Again, there's some things we must do. And one of the things that we must do is definitely, positively, absolutely, without a doubt, follow the Federal Communication Commission rules. You know, and these are must-dos. What must we do? Proper station identification. Identify yourself. You know, you key up your mic. This is Kilo India 5 Delta Oscar Golf. Right, there you go. You just identified yourself. Radio stations, when we're listening to a local radio, they identify themselves. And again, in conversation back at amateur radio side of things, you know, once every 10 minutes is good. It's perfect. It's outstanding. Let's not forget that. What else must we do? Proper radio etiquette is stay in our lane. Authorized radio frequencies. Whatever band, licensing type, we have our own bands. We got to stay in those bands. And definitely be legal. You know, don't overpower. Don't bleed into others. You know, that where you can bleed into other frequencies, RF. Again, there's some rules that we have to follow. And those rules are FCC rules. Then come the best practices. What should you do? Well, pause between transmissions. Speak clearly. Listen before transmitting. And if you absolutely, positively have to transmit, should you? We'll cover that here in just a moment. Common courtesy. What good operators do? What do good amateur radio operators do? They welcome newcomers. Welcome aboard. They share airtime with them. And they remain respectful during disagreements. And folks, their disagreements, everybody has them. No two people are alike. They're going to disagree on something, and that's fine. But you got to remain respectful. So just because something is legal does not automatically make it courteous. All right. So again, it's also how the message is being conveyed. So keep an eye on that. Again, FCC rules, what we must do. Best practices, what we should do. Common courtesy, what we all must do. So why does etiquette matter? Why does it matter? Because good etiquette makes repeaters more welcoming. It improves emergency communications. It encourages participation. It encourages participation. It creates positive impressions of amateur radio. That's what good etiquette does. That's why it matters. So every experienced operator has got to remember that they were once a beginner too. And whether you're an experienced operator or a brand new operator, don't forget we are ambassadors for amateur radio. We just had field day. We just had field day. I know questions were asked from civilians, those that are curious about getting in. I get that every once in a while when I check in. I'm outside with my HT and I check into the net. People ask me, what are you doing? What's that for? And I explain to them what's going on. Again, we have to be, and we are, ambassadors of amateur radio. And of course, all of that means that we respect each other, other amateur radio operators, experienced, inexperienced, and we respect each other to build stronger radio communities. That's the only way we grow. So the person listening today may become tomorrow's emergency communicator, net control operator, or mentor. So we definitely want to pass along those good habits. Now, I did allude to this a little bit earlier. We definitely have to help make new operators feel comfortable. And new hams are always going to have concerns. And the number one concern is fear of keying up the microphone. Many new operators worry about saying the wrong thing, or sounding inexperienced, or mispronouncing terms. And it happens. And again, it's expected. And again, it should be tolerated. Not snapped at like, oh, you messed up. Here we go. We're going to pounce on you. That's how you make new operators feel uncomfortable, is when you pounce on them, when you snap on them. See, just because you know, or just because you can, doesn't mean you should sometimes. I'll cover more of that in a bit. So we have to address, and I am not talking about coddling the new hams either. You know, trial by fire happens. I get it. But they should not have to worry about saying the wrong thing. They should not be afraid about or worry about sounding inexperienced or mispronouncing something. See, making mistakes is normal. And the only way to get confidence is through participation, is to key up that mic and speak, not just key the mic and let it go. That's child play right there. No. It's keying up the mic and talking. Now, I know some of them are going to be quick to the trigger and they'll keep the mic and start talking right away. Again, inexperience. Let them be inexperienced. Just because, again, you can, doesn't mean you should pounce. It's because making mistakes is normal. Making mistakes is normal. And if you never made a mistake, then by all means, go ahead and pounce. Now, again, another thing that new operators have a concern is asking questions. See, they're afraid to ask questions because, oh, someone's going to make fun of me, or someone's going to send me off looking for a can of squelch. And there I go over to Walmart to pick up a can of squelch. Again, no. No. They should be encouraged to ask questions. And each and every time that we key up a mic, we have a net, whether it's a regular weekly, nightly, a net, definitely. At the end, anybody have any questions? Any new hams curious? Any new hams did not key up because you're curious or not too sure what to say? Maybe we start incorporating that into the script. Again, something to bring in the new hams, something to get them to encourage to speak up, key up that mic. So again, because when they ask questions, we also on the other side need to ensure that we are encouraging their curiosity. We're encouraging that they learn, and we're definitely encouraging them when we ask them to ask us questions, we're encouraging them to seek help. Because sometimes that's it, you know, again. But let's not make them afraid to ask questions. So, some of the beginner phrases, and this is for beginners, this is for you. If you want a radio check, key up the mic, pause. Key up the mic, pause, and then say, can I get a radio check, please? This is Kilo India 5, Delta Oscar Golf. However, it's your call sign. Okay. Joining a conversation, you could say things like, again, key up the mic. This is Kilo India 5, Delta Oscar Golf. Mind if I join the conversation? This is Kilo India 5, Delta Oscar Golf. I'm new to the hobby, and I have a quick question. Let go of the mic. Let somebody come back and respond. All right. So people will help. Might take a little while because I hear every once in a while somebody calling for CQ and nobody answers. I'm at work. I have the radio on to listen in the background, but I'm not able to respond. So with that being said, give it a second. And if nobody answers, give it a little bit longer, 5 minutes, and then try again. Check it into the net. This is Kilo India 5 Delta Oscar Golf. First time check-in. Announce it. Announce that you're checking in for the first time. And hey, you'd be surprised. They're going to ask you questions, and now you really got to answer. You got to key up that mic and answer. So again, don't be afraid. Step up. When it's your turn to speak, by all means, key up that mic. And if it's not your turn to speak, sorry about that. If it's not your turn to speak, but it's silent out there and you definitely want a quest, you want to make sure your radio's configured right, by all means, can I get a radio check, please? This is Kilo India 5 Delta Oscar Golf. So that was just regular UHF, VHF, regular local repeater conversation, local area. But there's also other different operating environments that we might find ourselves, or new amateur radios might find themselves. And let's go a little deeper than just the local stuff. Well, let's revisit the local first. When it comes to etiquette and local repeaters, and we're listening on the local repeaters, we want to listen first. Avoid interrupting ongoing conversations unless you have something to say, but cut in and say, this is so-and-so, may I interrupt? You know, I got something to add to that. Leave pauses between transmissions. So don't be quick to jump in. Of course, you're going to make that mistake. I said it before. I'll say it again. Making mistakes is how we learn. Is how we grow. No one's perfect. So just consciously, and it's going to happen. It's going to slip. Even the experienced ones do it every once in a while. Leave a little pause between transmissions. Right? Don't just jump up right away, but it's going to happen. I promise you it's going to happen. With simplex operations, make sure you're on the right frequency and it's within your band plan. Share frequencies respectfully. Keep awareness of nearby activity. Okay, so again, the frequencies belong to everybody. There's no one owns a frequency. No one owns a frequency. Some may tell you they do because they're always there at this time every day. Doesn't matter. No one owns a frequency. Talk to the FCC if you think you do. Or if they think they do. Alrighty. So again, make sure that it's not something that's being tied up for something else. All right. Again, it's usually first come, first serve, and we go from there. Share frequencies respectfully. Again, if somebody else is talking and you're going to join in, or you want to talk to someone else, a fourth party, there's two parties already talking, you're the third party, want to talk to the fourth one. Again, pick and choose, right? Keep awareness of nearby activity again. Stuff's going on around you as far as the other frequencies. You might be butting up against some type of digital comm or some signal being sent over the air. Keep an eye on that. All right, FDETs. Well, definitely there's a net control, the net control operator. That's the person in charge. You definitely follow their instructions. Don't challenge them. Just follow their instructions. And keep your transmissions concise and wait to be recognized. Wait to be recognized. And they'll call out. Sometimes they'll do a roll call. Sometimes they'll just call out for a different how you're using or what equipment you're using. And they'll go from there. Now, this is an important one. Emergency communications. Again, everyone should know how to communicate during emergency situations. And again, accuracy over speed. Clear pronunciation of the words, phonetically spell streets if you need to, street names, remain calm. I know sometimes situations are unfolding and you might just want to get really big and fast and get going and get everything in 3 seconds and you're done. No. Take a deep breath, remain calm. Sometimes write it out and then just read it. Okay. Avoid unnecessary transmissions. Okay. Keep listening to the net. Keep listening to the traffic, what's going on that frequency. And then avoid unnecessary transmission. And of course, follow established procedures. If you're part of a group, if you're part of the OXCOM or the ARIES or RACES, again, doesn't matter what group you're part of, there are going to be some established procedures. Follow those if you get them. Now, if you're just an outsider and this situation just unfolded and you want to share it with everybody, again, there'll be an opportunity there. Don't you worry about that. So joining a live active repeater conversation, the best approach is to listen, wait for a pause, and of course, as always, announce your call sign. Now, the poor approach is keying up immediately and interrupting. That's definitely a no-go, right? Don't jump in, oh, well, someone's talking, key up. No. It's again, repeater conversation. somebody's there for a reason. They're communicating. There might be a rag chew. That's fine. But again, be prepared to wait for a pause. Now we're going to get into a little area here that might be a little sensitive to some. But again, it needs to be said. It needs to be said. And it's the what not to do section. What not to do. And what not to do for beginners. Again, do not kerchunk the repeaters. It's unhelpful. Doesn't verify much. And use proper radio check instead. Use a proper radio check instead. Get out there, announce your call sign you're looking for. Don't just do it. No, don't just key that mic. No. Do not talk over others. Listen first. Is there a pause? Is the conversation over? Can you? Sometimes you can tell the conversation is starting to come to an end. That's fine. But don't forget to use call signs. Do not forget to use call signs. And if you don't remember the call sign, I do it. I've heard others do it. Last calling station. This is KI5DOG. Repeat your identification or repeat your last message. And usually when you say last calling station, that kind of identifies that, hey, you didn't get the call sign. They're going to repeat it. They're going to repeat it along with their message. So again, if you got the call sign, by all means, say it. If you don't, just tell them last calling station. They know who they are. And if you got it wrong, they'll correct you. Don't worry. Don't worry. You know, say, I got the last three letters DOG, but what was the rest of it? And catch that. They'll get you. They'll get you. Do not overkey the microphone. Yeah. Yeah. I kind of talked about that. Avoid excessive keying of that mic. Yeah. It's nice to hear that. Yes, you keyed up and something picked up on your signal and that's fine. It happens. But excessive keying, you know, sometimes within an hour, I'll hear 5, 6, 7, 10 times within an hour. And it's like, no, let's try to avoid unnecessary transmissions. All right, next one. And this one might be a little difficult for some. Do not assume everyone understands CB terminology or military radio terminology. No, not everybody does. It's okay. Learn amateur radio terminology gradually. Okay. So again, learn it. Not everybody knows it. I was using, at one point when I first started, I was using, and I had like this long speech to say, you know, several lines of content to share. And I did break. I said the word break in between it, because that's what we're taught in, you know, in military radio, is to say break. And that was the wrong answer, because it's like, was somebody else trying to cut in? Is someone else trying? It was my voice the whole time. But anyway, so it's just one of those things. So be careful. Use the correct terminology, pause, whatever, but understand that not everybody's going to use the same terminology you have or you know. Now, do not be afraid to ask questions. And again, the biggest mistake is often staying silent because of fear. You know, ask your question. You know, the only thing that's going to sound silly are those that are going to mimic you, mock you, belittle you. Those are the ones that are going to sound silly, but hey, you asked a valid question. By all means, please ask away. What not to do for the seasoned hams? What not to do for the seasoned amateur radio operators? Now, this means that experienced operators, guess what? You set the tone. You set the tone for all future ham radio operators, amateur radio operators. Avoid gatekeeping. Oh, geez. Avoid gatekeeping. Do not make newcomers feel unwelcome. You know, this is the hard one. It happens. It's happening. It does happen. Again, avoid gatekeeping. It's not good practice and it's bad form. The same goes with belittling others and belittling mistakes. Learn how to correct respectfully. Learn how and when to correct. Learn to teach instead of correcting. You know, as I mentioned earlier, people are going to make mistakes. I make them. You make them. We all make mistakes. And correcting with respect holds a lot more weight than belittling, than mocking, than anything else, really. If you cannot be a mentor, then don't even key up the mic. It's just that simple. We're all going to make mistakes, and we're going to continue to make mistakes. Guess what? You're going to make mistakes too, seasoned operators. And I know I'm going to make them. I've made them before. I've made them recently. I'll make them again. I promise you. But as long as we're learning from those and someone's willing to teach us, that's a different story. Then we're going to make less mistakes, or we get to make better mistakes. So again, learn that, hey, sometimes just because we can doesn't mean we should. All righty. Now the next one, avoid frequency ownership attitudes. Because as I mentioned earlier, no one owns a frequency. And if you think you do, head on over to FCC.gov. Talk to them and see what they say. Again, no one owns a frequency. Avoid excessive criticism. As I mentioned, constructive guidance is far more effective. There is no such thing as constructive criticism, because it's still criticism nonetheless. Constructive guidance, folks, that's where it's at. And avoid ignoring new operators. Avoid ignoring new operators. Again, we're trying to build a community here. We're trying to set the tone for future amateur radio operators to come in and take our place, because we're not here forever. So a simple greeting can make a huge difference. So again, say, welcome aboard, join us for the Nets, join our group, join us for coffee on Saturday morning, whatever. But make them feel welcome and do not ignore them, and make a call out. Highly recommend including new operators and a new operator section at the end of every net, whether it's a weekly net, a daily net, a monthly net, it doesn't matter. Give them an opportunity to announce themselves. And hey, how about avoid running people off repeaters? That's a good one. Because again, as I mentioned, it's about growing the hobby, not shrinking it. And if you're running people off the repeaters, then hey, that's fine. That's fine. But don't be surprised when no one's keying up that mic, when people quit keying up the mic. So avoid running people off the repeaters. Folks, big thing here is, especially for the experienced amateur radio operators, is be the Elmer you wish you had. If you're the Elmer, that's fine. Be the one you wish you had. Because again, the ones that are coming in now are going to be Elmers one day. And are they going to carry your message of positivity and growth and success? Or are they going to be sitting there wondering, gee, I wonder why my mentor didn't teach me how to make this better? Because I think that's what mentors are supposed to do, is make things better and teach people how to make things better. All right, let's go over some real-world etiquette scenarios here. Just a simple radio check. Again, the good example is brief, clear, professional. Practice keying your mic. Practice talking into the mic. Again, practice. And especially if you're not a public speaker. Well, you're not speaking to everybody. You're speaking to your microphone. There's not 100,000 people sitting in front of you. It's just your microphone and you. Who's on the other end listening? Well, that's a whole different ballgame. So think of it that way. Think of it as just you and your microphone. Talk to your microphone and somebody will respond on the other end on that speaker. But again, be brief, clear, and professional. Now, when there's a disagreement on the air, and again, there's going to be that too. You know, people will disagree. Focus on respect. Focus on professionalism. And moving on when necessary. Sure, there might be a little 20, 30 seconds to stay on that topic, that disagreement, but at some point, it's time to move on. It is time to move on. If it becomes personal, it does not need to be on the air, because personal is between person A, person B, and not everybody else that's on the net, not everybody else that's tuned in to the same frequency needs to know your dirty laundry. You don't need to air your dirty laundry to everybody. Scenario 3, new hams ask a basic question. Well, you know, just, again, ask a basic question, because then this in turn, when a new ham asks that basic question, this is our turn to teach them, to encourage them, and most of all, to build their confidence, to key up that mic and ask another question. Now, when someone is operating incorrectly, correct privately when possible, respectfully 100% of the time. Not when necessary, 100% of the time be respectful. Never humiliate, never embarrass, and definitely, if you need to publicly ridicule, do you really need to be on the air? Because people will remember that. People will remember who humiliated them, who tried to embarrass them, and who publicly ridiculed them. I guarantee you, I promise you, they remember that. And you don't want to be that person. You don't want to be that. So never humiliate, embarrass, or publicly ridicule somebody when they operate incorrectly. They're beginners just like you, just like me. We were all, I'm still beginning. I still knew. I still don't know everything, but hey, there's better ways of correcting. There's better ways of being respectful. So if you can't do one of the two, then by all means, don't please. It's time to learn how not to humiliate, how not to embarrass, and how to not publicly ridicule someone. Now, let's do some action items and challenges and something to try before the next episode. Action item number one, there's several. Action item number one is listen more than you talk. Listen more than you talk. Action item number two, practice proper call sign usage. Learn that phonetic alphabet. Check into a local net. Definitely check into a local net. And hey, when you're checking in, let them know you're new. Action item number four, review applicable Federal Communications Commission regulations. Action item number five, learn your local repeater's operating culture. They all have it. They're all a little different. Learn it. Action item number six, help a new operator. Help a new operator. Action item number seven, mentor someone when the opportunity arises. Mentor someone when the opportunity arises. So, listeners, what etiquette lesson helped you most? What advice would you give a new operator? An audience? What makes a repeater welcoming? Alrighty, so I'm going to have some resources available to you in the show notes and, of course, on the YouTube channel, or on the video down below in the show notes. And, of course, it's attached to this audio. Some ARRL operating practices, some ARRL on-the-air resources, and links to the FCC Amateur Radio Service rules. See what's in there. Now, again, some of these are going to be a little bit difficult to find, but they're out there, or you could ask local net guides, club operating manuals, net control training resources, and new operator mentoring programs. Let's see what's out there. And again, I'll put that information there. What I do know, what I don't know, obviously I won't put anything there if I don't know it, but definitely the links that I do have there. So don't hesitate to check them out. And you know what that means. That's right. It's time to wrap up this episode. Yeah, we are at that point in the episode. And just to recap, etiquette is more than just the rules. Courtesy matters most. Be courteous. Again, we're trying to create a welcoming environment into our hobby, their new hobby. Experienced operators, don't forget, you are shaping the culture, whether you believe or not. New operators deserve encouragement. New operators will make mistakes. Experienced operators will make mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. Let's deal with them accordingly and properly and with courtesy and, a little professionalism, please. So the quality, and I'll leave you with this, the quality of an amateur radio community is often measured not by its equipment, but by how it treats its newest operators. I'll say it again. The quality of an amateur radio community is often measured not by its equipment, but by how it treats its newest operators. Remember that. Alrighty, folks. Well, listen, we're here at the end. So until next time, operate professionally, communicate respectfully, and remember that every transmission helps shape the future of our hobby. I'll catch you on the air. This is Kilo India 5, Delta Oscar Golf, and this is 73 in the RGV.